Almost 40 years ago, Dolly Parton clicked her fingernails and came up with a sound that seemed a lot like a typewriter. That's how one of her most famous songs came to life. Working 9 to 5, what a way to make a living, barely getting by, it's all taking and no giving. 9 to 5 was written for the movie of the same name, and it became an anthem for working women. It's still so popular that Elizabeth Warren plays it on the campaign trail.
The next president of the United States of America, Senator Elizabeth Warren!
As part of our series, American Anthem, NPR's Lynn Neary explores how what seems like just a catchy pop song actually has some very powerful things to say about working life.
Longtime labor leader and organizer Karen Nussbaum started her career back in the early 1970s as an office worker.
It was a kind of job where you were just not seen. You were just part of the wallpaper. I remember sitting at my desk at lunch one day and a student came in. I worked at a university, looked me dead in the eye and said, "Isn't anybody here?" And it was those kinds of things that just got under your skin a lot.
Nussbaum and some of her friends got together to talk about their frustrations. That led to a new organization. It was called 9 to 5. Nussbaum knew Jane Fonda through the anti-war movement and told her about it. That inspired Fonda to make a movie starring herself, Lily Tomlin, and Dolly Parton as three fed-up working women. Dabney Coleman played their insufferable boss.
Judy, you've got to help me. That mob has gone crazy out there. They're trying to kill me.
Well, why would they want to do a nasty thing like that?
I don't know. I'm not such a bad guy.
You're a sexist, egotistical, lying, hypocritical bigot.
The movie was the ultimate revenge fantasy for women who felt overworked, underpaid, and disrespected. Dolly Parton wrote the song while working on the film. 9 to 5 was number 2 at the box office in 1980, beaten only by The Empire Strikes Back. The song was number 1 on 3 different Billboard charts. Nussbaum says it's a perfect anthem for working women.
It starts with pride. Pour yourself a cup of ambition.
Tumble out of bed and I stumble to the kitchen. Pour myself a cup of ambition and yawn and stretch and try to come to life.
And then it goes to grievances. Barely getting by. They always take the credit.
They just use your mind and they never give you credit. It's enough to drive you crazy and you let it.
It then goes to class conflict. You're just a step on the boss man's ladder, and then it ends with collective power. You're in the same boat with a lot of your friends.
In the same boat with a lot of your friends, waiting for the day your ship will come in and the tide's gonna turn and it's all gonna roll your way.
So in the space of this wildly popular song with a great beat, Dolly Parton just puts it all together all by herself.
More than 20 years after 9 to 5 first came out, Rebecca Traister was starting her career. Traister's a New York Magazine writer who comments frequently on feminism and politics. Her most recent book, Good and Mad, is about the power of women's anger. But back then, she had a job as an assistant, which she says was just another name for a secretary.
It was a lot of getting coffee and making appointments and Xeroxing.
Traister and her friends found their jobs frustrating and stressful. They had ambitions for the future, but feared getting stuck. Sometimes they were just plain angry. They liked to get together for a drink at a local bar where 9 to 5 was on the jukebox.
We'd be sitting around tables drinking beer and talking, and everybody would pound their fists on the table or pound their nails. You know, there's the sound of the typing in the back of that song, the click, 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 click. And, you know, we'd sing it. And it was, at that point, it was a 20, 25-year-old song.
Anybody out there?
Fast forward another 20-something years to the 2019 Grammys, and Dolly Parton brought down the house with a chorus of famous young singers, including Katy Perry and Miley Cyrus, belting out her famous song.
I want to move ahead, but the boss won't seem to let me. I swear sometimes the man is out to get me.
The There's a reason 9 to 5 has such staying power, says Rebecca Traister.
It's a song that contains complaints about so many frustrations and inequities and injustices within a workplace, some of them gendered, some of them capitalist, some of them about how power is so unequally distributed. It is a song that is simultaneously a song of angry complaint and immense good cheer. And there's something about that combination that makes it kind of addictive and fun.
A different take on the song emerged when the public radio program This American Life commissioned a new cover.
Tumble out of bed and I stumble to the kitchen, pour myself a cup of ambition.
Meryl Garbus, lead singer of Tune Yards, says she wanted to bring a new sensibility to the song.
It is a great song because people can relate to feeling powerless.
Though she is now a successful singer, Garbus has worked a lot of jobs over the years.
I shredded files. I restocked shelves at a grocery store. I was a secretary, house cleaner.
Garbus says Parton's lyrics capture so much about the reality of workers' daily lives and their dreams.
How much dreaming it takes to get through some of those days, some of those miserable days, cleaning up other people's messes and generally being treated like trash. How much dreaming is needed in those times to get up the next morning and do it all again.
Garbus's version of the song ends abruptly on a far more pointed note than the original.
It's a rich man's game. No matter what they call it.
I felt like I didn't want to be cutesy with it. I wanted to land with a period, exclamation point, question mark.
Whether ending it with a question mark, belting it out in a bar, organizing labor, or running for president, 9 to 5 is a song that pretty much anyone who's ever had to work for a living can relate to, but especially women. Lynn Neary, NPR News, Washington.